सर्वशास्त्राधिपीयुष सर्ववेदैक सत्फल सर्वसिद्धान्तरत्नाढ्या सर्वलोकैकदृक्प्रदा सर्वभागवत प्राणा श्रीमद्भागवत प्रभो कलिध्वन्तादितादित्या श्रीकृष्ण परिवर्तित ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 5 द डेमिगॉड्स Appeal to the Lord. Text number 5. Vaikuntha kalpito yena Loko loka namaskritaha Ramaya prarthyamanena Divya tat prak प्रयकाम्यया देव्या तत्प्रियकाम्यया वैकुंठ वैकुंठ प्लैनेट कल्पिता वाज कंस्ट्रक्टेड येन बाय हुम लोकः प्लैनेट लोक नमस्कृतः worshipped by all people ramaya by rama the goddess of fortune prarthamanena wings were requested devya by the goddess tat her priya kamaya just to please Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Ki jai. Translation. Just to please the Goddess of Fortune, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vaikuntha, at her request, created another Vaikuntha planet, which is worshipped by everyone. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks here that this Vaikuntha planet, like Srimad Bhagavatam appears and is said to be born or created. But both Srimad Bhagavatam and Vaikuntha eternally exist beyond the material universes, which are enveloped by 8 kinds of coverings. As described in the second canto, Lord Brahma saw Vaikuntha before the creation of the universe. Veer Raghava Acharya mentions that this Vaikuntha is within the universe. It is situated above the mountain known as Loka Loka. This planet is worshipped by everyone. First of all, I offer my most humble obeisances to assembled Vaishnavas, the sannyasis and all the devotees. I seek blessings from all of you to speak something on this topic. So this 8th canto, the Gajendra Moksha chapter is over. Now another new chapter is started, chapter 5, the demigods appeal to the Lord for protection. So we'll recite these verses. Text 1, Sri Shuka Uvacha, Rajan Uditam Etate Hare Kam Karma Nasanam Gajendra Mokshanam Punyam Raivatam Tu Antaram Srunu. Sukadev Goswami continued, O King, I have described to you the pastimes of Gajendra Mokshana, which is most pious to hear. By hearing such activities of the Lord, one can be freed from all sinful reactions. Now please listen as I describe Raivatamanu. It means that this Gajendra Moksha pastime happened in Tamasamanu. Before Raivatamanu, it is described in introduction. There is the Manu called Tamasa, a fourth Manu, previously been described, and that was the fourth Manu, Tamas Manu, in which this pastime occurred, which is Gajendra Moksha. Now it is fifth Manu, Raivato. Panchamo Raivato Nama Manus Tamasa Sodaraha Bali Bindhya Dayas Tasya Suta Arjuna Purvaka. The brother of Tamasa Manu was the fifth Manu named Raivata. His sons were headed by Arjuna, Vali and Vindhya. Vibhur Indra Suragana Rajan Bhutarayardayaha Hiranyo Roma Vedasira Urdhva Bahu Adayo Dvijaha. O King, in the millennium of Raivata Manu, the King of Heaven known as Vibhu, among the demigods were Bhutarayas, and among the seven Brahmanas who occupied the seven planets were Hiranya Roma Vedasira Urdhobahu. Patni Vikuntha Subhrasya Vaikunthe Surasattame Tayo Swakalaya Jagye Vaikuntha Bhagavan Swayam. From the combination of Subhra, a Prajapati, a Rishi, and his wife Vikuntha, there appeared the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vaikuntha, along with demigods who were his personal plenary expansions. Now this today's verse is being described here. So, say that just to please the goddess of fortune, Rama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vaikuntha, at her request, created another Vaikuntha planet, which is worshipped by everyone. The Acharya explains, in the purport, Prabhupada has quoted that this is Rama Vaikuntha, which is in this universe, very topmost place, above the Brahma Loka, above the Loka Loka mountain also. So, the description of Vaikuntha, as it is said, that Lord, in purport, Prabhupada said that in the second canto, Lord Brahma saw Vaikuntha before the creation of the universe. So the description of Vaikuntha is mentioned in the second canto. Also in third canto, we remember when Jaya Vijaya went to the Vaikuntha planet. There also it is being described. So today we'll discuss the description of Vaikuntha, which is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam in various places. And before that, we have to understand that the Subhra and his wife Vikuntha. Vikuntha, their son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vaikuntha, who manifests. His name, form and dham are non-different. So who manifests as a Vaikuntha planet in this universe. So second canto, there is a description. Now here Prabhupada explains that like Srimad Bhagavatam, like Lord Krishna appears, they appear in this world, which is known as birth, janma karma chame divyam, as we say. In the same way, Vaikuntha planet also appears. So like Srimad Bhagavatam appears and is said to be born or created. The mention is, it is mentioned in second canto, 8th chapter, 28th number verse. Prah Bhagavatam nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam. Brahmane Bhagavat Proktam Brahma Kalpa Upagate. So although it is eternal, but at the beginning, Lord Vishnu only, this transcendental knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam, first spoke to Brahma. Therefore, this second canto it is described. He began to reply the inquiries of Maharaj Parikshit by saying that the signs of personality of Godhead, means Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Lord Himself to Brahma. This context I just want to mention, that Narada thought that Brahma is the all in all. Brahma said, no, no, no. Actually, above me there is Supreme Lord, Sri Hari. And He only gave me this knowledge, that is, which is Srimad Bhagavatam. So this verse 2, 8 and 28, it describes that how for the first time Lord Vishnu spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to Brahma when he was first born. And then in second canto, 9th chapter, 2.9.9, that Lord Brahma saw the Vaikuntha before the creation of the universe, what Prabhupada is explains. So here we will read some verses, how exactly the Vaikuntha planet, and how Lord Brahma could see it, and what the detailed description of Vaikuntha planet is mentioned here. It's 2.9.9. The Lord, gratified by His worship, showed Brahma, when Brahma did tapa, means tapasya, and Lord was pleased by His tapasya, the 1,000 celestial years. And then Lord showed Brahma the Mahavaikuntha, to which nothing is superior, which is free from suffering, confusion, fear of offenses, and which is praised by the devatas who constantly see the Self. Those who are second initiated, when they go to the altar, before going to the altar, they chant a mantra. Generally, we pujaris, when we go inside the altar, before going, generally we pray one mantra. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pasyanti Suraya Diviva Chakshur Adatam Tad Viprasa Vipanam Jagruham Sam Samindate Vishnu Yod Paramam Padam. Like this mantra from Rig Veda, this mantra we recite. This is the description of how the demigods, they see the abode of Supreme Lord. So it's like purifying oneself and making oneself fit to go inside the altar to worship. So here the Lord showed Brahma Mahavaikuntha Solokam, to which nothing is superior, which is absolutely free from sufferings, klesa. And Chakravarti Pad writes that there are five types of klesa: avidya, asmita, raga, dvesa, abhinivesa. Like these five types of klesas, generally we hear from Yoga Sutra, Patanjali Yoga Sutra. There is no klesa in Vaikuntha. And in the next verse he is saying, in purport Prabhupada is saying, Brahma was sitting on the lotus which is appeared from the navel of the Lord Vishnu. Comparing that, Prabhupada is saying that executing bhakti yoga is exactly like sitting on the lotus sprouted out of the abdomen of the transcendental personality of Godhead. And Lord Brahma was seated there. And Prabhupada gives the commentary of Srila Jiva Goswami Kramasandarbha that annotation of Srimad Bhagavatam cites quotations from Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad, Vedic evidence. It is said that Yajnavalkya described the transcendental abode of the Lord, that is Vaikuntha, to Gargi, and that the abode of the Lord is situated above the highest planet of the universe, namely Brahmaloka. The description of Vaikuntha which is mentioned here is in this universe and it is above the Brahmaloka, according to the Krama Sandarbha Jiva Goswami Pad. And then further in the second canto, 9th chapter, the description of Vaikuntha is described. In Vaikuntha there is no rajas, no tamas, no sattva mixed with rajas or tamas. There is no influence of time, no influence of maya, no maya at all. What to speak of its products such as material elements? In Vaikuntha, the inhabitants are fully dedicated to the Lord and are worshipped by devatas, asuras, yakshas, everyone. So these are the worshipable inhabitants of Vaikuntha planets. And then further, Brahma is explaining to Narada about the how they look like, the Vaikuntha Vasis. Shyama Badata Satapatra Lochana Pisanga Vastra Suracha Supesasaha Savai Sarve Chaturbahaba Usme Unmisanmani Prabeka Nisakabharana Suvar Rachasaha. In the inhabitants of Vaikuntha are dark in complexion, Shyama in color, and very effulgent. They have lotus eyes, yellow cloth, pleasing demeanor, and are youthful. They have all four arms and wear ornaments of the best shining jewels. They have all splendors. Some are colored red, yellow, and white. They wear glittering earrings, crowns, and garlands. Now some interesting description by Chakravarti Pad from Bhagavat Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami. He says that those devotees in the Vaikuntha planet have forms like Lord with colors like red and yellows. Shyama, one is blackish, red, yellow. He says that Harer Anuvratta Yatra Shyama Aruna Harit Sita. Shyama Aruna Harit Sita. Tattat varanam upasyesham tat sarupyam upagata. Various colors are there also in the Vaikuntha, the inhabitants. In that place, the Lord's associates are black, reddish, green, and white in complexion. By worshipping the Lord with a particular complexion, the devotee attains a form with a similar complexion. Like Lord Ram's color is Harit. So the Vaikuntha Vasis are like Harit. In the same way, yellowish is saying four colors: Shyama, Aruna, Harit, and Sita. But different colors are also there. So like this, in second canto, the description of Vaikuntha is being described. And then about Lakshmi ji, he says, Beautiful Lakshmi worship the feet of the Lord along with her many associates. Sitting on a swing praised by the bees, she sings about the activities of the... So these all description Brahma is seeing by the mercy of the Lord with his own eyes, the description of the Vaikuntha. Brahma saw the Lord of all the devotees in Vaikuntha, the Lord of the Lakshmi, the Lord of sacrifice, and the Lord of the universe, served by his chief followers such as Sunanda, Nanda, Prabala, and Arhana. There are four gates, four like east, west, south, north. So two dutas, like the gatekeepers are there. Western Jai Vijaya, and there are some Sunanda and Nanda, then Prabala and Arahana, there are two Vishnu dutas are there in Vaikuntha. So it is wonderfully described like this. This is the second canto, and then we will go to third canto, where again Vaikuntha description is there. This is third point, third canto, 15th chapter. And then text number 16. This contest is when Jai Vijay goes to Vaikuntha planet. There, how they see the Vaikuntha. He is saying, Yatra Nisrayasam Nama Banam Kama Dudher Dume Sarva Sarvartu Sribhir Vibhrajat Kaivalyam Iva Murtimat. In that place, a forest named Nisrayasya shines with trees, it's in Vaikuntha, which are bliss incarnate, fulfilling all desires, bearing flowers and fruits of all seasons. Vaimanika salalana charitani sasvat gayanti yatra samalakshapanani bhartu. So in this verse, the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, what they are doing? Alighting from the planets and entering the water, the devotee is constantly seeing the glories of the Lord, which are devoid of all faults. While criticizing the wind taking the aroma, so that everyone likes, like a rose flower or lotus flower, the aroma everyone likes, but the Vaikuntha Vasis, they don't like it, because it distracts them from glorifying the Lord. Therefore they said, while criticizing the wind, they criticize the wind, since it distracts their minds with its perfume of Madhavi, blossoms filled with the honey. Even that wind carrying the aroma of the Madhavi flower, it becomes distraction or disturbance for the Vaikuntha Vasis, because they are so much engrossed in glorifying the Lord. To smell the fragrance of a blossoming flower is certainly very nice, but it is simply for sense gratification. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha gave first preference to the service of the Lord, not to the aroma, not their own sense gratification. Now, these two verses explains how what to speak of the Vishnu Dutas or Vaikuntha Vasis. Even the birds, the bumblebees, the trees, they were so searched with devotion, they don't have envy, they have no competition, they are engrossed in glorifying each other, and who can do the best service to the Lord? So this is the Vaikuntha consciousness. He is saying, Parabatanya Bhruta Sarasa Chakravaka Datyu Hamsa Sukatitri Barhinamya Kola halo biramate achira matra mucheir Brungadhipe harikatham ivagayamane. When bumblebee, he starts singing, Hari 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 Hari. One time my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj, was explaining that in Chaupati temple, when he went, there the devotees are sitting, and after Mangalarati, they were chanting Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Ram 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 Ram, Hari Hari Hari. So he was reminding of this verse. The Vaikuntha, the bumblebees, they chant Hari Hari. So all the cuckoos and the peacocks and the titri, all the birds, they stop listening to the sound of bumblebees. Means they glorify the bumblebees. How wonderfully they sing. As if the bumblebees buzzing, but they think that he is chanting Hari Hari. When the king of bees hums in a high pitch, singing the glories of the Lord, there is a temporary lull in the noise of the pigeon, the cuckoo, the crane, the chakravaka, the swan, the parrot, the partridge and the peacock. Such transcendental birds stop their own singing simply to hear the glories of the Lord. There is no envy. Cuckoo, who doesn't like cuckoo sing? Cuckoo! Everyone likes, no? In Vrindavan, sometimes we see cuckoo, they are singing. And the peacock, they also, very sweet sound. But when the bees, they create the sound, other birds, they stop. There is no envy at all. So they say, what is it? The king of bees qualified to sit on the garland of the Lord and is humming, hari, hari, caused by the sound of his vibrating wings. This is equal to glorification of the Lord. So this is the Vaikuntha. In the purport, Prabhupada is writing, even the trees, the ground, the plants, the flowers, the birds and the beasts are all on the level of Krishna consciousness. The special feature of Vaikuntha Loka is that there is no question of sense gratification. In the material world, even an ass, a gadha, enjoys his own sound vibration. Have you experienced of gadheka sound? The sound of an ass? Sometime we go in national highway in some place and sometime we see some donkeys are standing. Even after creating the noise, blow the horn, they don't move. Jab tak touch nahi hota hai. When you touch him, just one touch is enough, they move aside. Therefore they are called gadha, donkey. They just stand at one place and they create a very obnoxious noise. Gadhe. So Prabhupada is writing, in the material world even an ass enjoys his sound vibration. But in Vaikuntha, such nice birds as the peacock, the chakravaka and the cuckoo prefer to hear the vibration of the glories of the Lord from the bees. That means they glorify him. If some devotee sings very nicely, then we should give chance to him. Okay, this devotee sings very nicely, let him glorify the Lord, or let him sing for Prabhupada or Guru Maharaj. Many times we don't have the ability or we don't have the good voice, but we want to compete. We also want to sing like him. But we are expert in some other services. And every individual is being gifted some, by God gift, some quality. So we can see if someone is very expert in some kirtan or some seva, particular seva, so we give chance to them. Okay, you do, because Lord becomes pleased and spiritual master becomes pleased. So there is no question of envy or competition. Even the flowers, they glorify Tulsi. Mandara kundara kurab kurabatpala champakarna punnaganaga bakulam bujapari jata. In this verse he says, in the forest of Vaikuntha, on smelling the scent of Tulsi used in the garlands of the Lord, because Tulsi, there is, you know, five different flowers. They are in Vaijayanti Mala of the Lord. So one is Tulsi. Tulsi used in the garlands of the Lord, the Mandara, Kunda, Kubara, Water Lily, Champaka, Arana, Punanga, Nagakesara, Bakula, Lotus, Parijata, everyone being of pure mind, give great respect to the Tulsi for her performance of austerity to achieve that position. How Tulsi got that position, that he is always on the lotus feet of the Lord and even in the garland, because he has done tapasya. Where? In Bharatavarsha. Interestingly, commentary Vishwanatha Chakravarti writes, like the bars, the trees are the greatest devotees devoid of envy and hatred. These trees have flowers with the sweetest perfume, but when they smell the fragrance of Tulsi, when the Lord performs pastime in the forest with Tulsi ornaments, they offer respect to the Tulsi for her austerities to achieve that position, because she has done tapasya. For they have not done such austerities. The flowers are glorifying Tulsi. How, O Tulsi, you are so fortunate. What austerity she has done? If you know that austerity she did, then we would go to the land of Bharata and do the same. The flowers are saying, this is a commentary by VCT, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He is saying that she is so fortunate that she did tapasya in Bharatavarsha and she got that position that she is on the chest of Lord's garland. If we know that austerity she did, then we would go to the land of Bharata and do the same. This is the hint from the description. Even the inhabitants of Vaikuntha desire to take birth in Bharata. Means they are glorifying so much Bharatavarsha. It is hinted that the land of Bharata is superior. The trees respect Tulasi, do not envy her. So this is the power of the Bharatavarsha doing bhajan here in this Bharatavarsha. So in this way, I had also the descriptions of Vaikuntha. Another description is there, very nice, I'll just read. Vaikuntha is filled with airplanes made of gold, vaidurya, emeralds obtained solely by worship of the Lord's lotus feet. It is filled with devotees absorbed in the Lord who cannot be disturbed by the smile, glances and words of the most beautiful women. With broad hips and smiling faces. And Prabhupada writes a wonderful purport. Some lines I'll read. It is also stated that in the Vaikuntha world, the concerts of the residents are many, many times more beautiful than we can find in this material world. Even in the higher planets, someone was explaining, it is too much explanation, that the damsels of heavenly planets are far superior beautiful than the earthly planets, than the Miss Universe or Miss World. They are like cockroach in front of the heavenly planets. What to speak of Vaikuntha damsels or Golok Vrindavan. It is specifically mentioned here that a woman's large hips are very attractive and they stimulate man's passion. But the wonderful feature of Vaikuntha is that although the women have large hips and beautiful faces and are decorated with ornaments of emeralds and jewels, the men are so absorbed in Krishna consciousness that the beautiful bodies of women cannot attract them. They are so much absorbed in kirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Interestingly, Prabhupada writes in ahead. In other words, there is no enjoyment of the association of the opposite sex, but there is no sexual relationship. The residents of Vaikuntha have a better standard of pleasure, so there is no need of sex pleasure. So like this, the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, the trees, the birds, everyone is fully Krishna consciousness. There is no tinge of sense gratification. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now, even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, many times in Bhagavad Gita, he propagates or like advertise his spiritual world. And as if that, just like in material world we see, that this product, Jio, Reliance, only with 1500 you can get the mobile and then you can, so much advertisement. And anyone can just get attracted and want to have a set. So in the same way, when you read the scripture, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the fully, vividly description of Srimad Vaikuntha planet and spiritual world and the inhabitants of it. So we feel that whether we can go there, what is the qualification to go there, how much blissful there, like that. Some 10-12 years back, there was a, this is some little like out of the topic, but to connect it, I am just telling you. Because we live in the city like Pune, Bombay, we preach to the youngsters and the modern people, so therefore we have to give some example like this. Some 10-15 years back, there was a Hollywood movie named Avatar, something like that. Someone is smiling, therefore you must be knowing. So in that, no, I'm not seen the, I'm frankly saying I'm not seen the movie, but there was some BTG article of regarding that movie. So that article it was written that in that movie they have shown a different planet altogether, like aliens, something like, and they are living so peacefully, they are so happy, there is no traffic jam, there is no network problem, hello, no network, there is no nothing, no anxiety, no panic, everyone is living so blissfully, so peaceful. And so by seeing that movie, the audience had developed a desire, is it real or a myth? Is there a planet, is there a world like this somewhere in this world? Because we have experience of this world, no? So much heat, cold, and so much problem, GST problems, so many problems are there. Is there some world, there is totally 0% tax, and no traffic jam, no anxiety, no panic, and every season is like spring season, every walk is like a singing, every talk is like dancing, every talk is like singing, every walk is like dancing. So this was shown in that movie. So the people, those who are watching movie, they had this, they developed this desire, even they felt that we are missing something. And the BTG article, it was written as they felt so inferiority, like an inferior complex. They felt so inferior that it cannot exist in this world. It is just a imaginary. Because those people, those who are watching the movie, they have not read Srimad Bhagavatam or Shastra, where such world is really existing. So therefore, Lord Krishna in Gita and Bhagavatam is described, that wonderfully described how the Vaikuntha planets and how we can just get attracted. We should be get attracted to this description, and we should have this hankering how we can achieve that. And one verse Gita, Krishna says in Gita 15th chapter, Nirmana Moha Jitasanga Dosa Adhyatma Nitya Vinibhutta Kama Dondir Bhimakte Sukhadukha Sange Gatsanti Mudha Paramag. So these are the qualities. Nirmana Moha Jitasanga, there is free from bad association, done with the lust, no lust, and always in spiritual consciousness, eternity. So like this qualities are described, so that we can strive to get these qualities. Nirmana Moha Jitasanga Dosa Adhyatma Vinivritta Kama Dvandi, there is no duality, Sukha Dukha Sange. One who doesn't get disturbed by sukha dukkha, by dvanda, that person is eligible to go to the Vaikuntha or to go to the spiritual world. So one person asked to Srila Prabhupada that because Prabhupada was saying that you chant this mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then slowly you will get the bhava, and then you will go to the spiritual world. So before going to the West, as far as I remember, Prabhupada had written a small book. Before going to the West, Prabhupada had written a small book. Can anyone guess? Easy Journey to Other Planets. And it was in the Delhi library. Prabhupada had kept. So once Prabhupada went to visit that library, he wants to see how many people, how many viewers are there. Some like that we see, no? The YouTube video, how many viewers are there? So in that, Prabhupada also thought that how many people like his book. There was one person, he was looking that book, Easy Journey to Other Planets, and he didn't know that he is the author. Prabhupada was standing next to him, and Prabhupada asked him, do you like this book? Oh yes, he said, yes. It is mentioned that Easy Journey to Other, how you can go to other planets? And he was asking some question. Prabhupada was explaining. And at last Prabhupada said that, do you want to go to such planets, above planets? There is wonderful planets, Swarga Loka, Jana Loka, Tapa Loka, and even more than above that, Vaikuntha, spiritual world. And he was totally mesmerized. that person. I said, yes, I want to go. Then Prabhupada explained, but suddenly he said that, Prabhupada said that, yad gatva na nivartante tad dhamma paramam. Once you go there, you will not come back. And this person was totally shocked. He was totally bewildered. I will not come back to Pune. I will not come back to Mumbai. I will not come back to Delhi. No, then I don't want to go. People are so much attached to this place. When he is saying that, no need to come back and you are ever blissful, but this person is attached to this material world. So, I am just reading one wonderful conversation. Prabhupada is saying, wonderful, this is living in Vaikuntha while living in the material world. Actually, there is no other consciousness but Krishna consciousness, and that consciousness is the spiritual. Even while in this material world, if we simply increase our Krishna consciousness, we shall live in the spiritual world. If we live in the temple, we live in the spiritual world. Don't you feel here? Living in the temple, living in the spiritual world. There is no business other than Krishna consciousness. There are so many engagements carried out for Krishna. Those who strictly follow the regulations of Krishna consciousness actually live in the spiritual world, not the material world. We may think we are living in New York, Los Angeles or elsewhere, but we are actually living in Vaikuntha. It is a question of consciousness. Then he gives example of a bug, B-U-G, bug. Bug may sit on the same seat with the spiritual master, but because the spiritual master has developed consciousness and the bug does not, they are different. They may be sitting in the same place, but the bug remains a bug and the spiritual master remains the spiritual master. The position in this space may remain the same, just as remain in the material world or the spiritual world. But if our Krishna consciousness is strong, we are not in the material world. Teachings of Queen Kunti. So I was listening to a lecture of His Holiness Sivaram Swami Maharaj, where he explains, at last I am narrating that incident. In an initiation class, Maharaj was explaining that, narrating the pastime of Gopa Kumar. Now we go to little more ahead than Vaikuntha is a spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. See, my dear devotees, we have to understand that Vaikuntha, when you hear the description of Vaikuntha, it is not so easy to go. Nirmana, Moha, Jita, Sangata, what are the qualities? Have we acquired these qualities? But sometimes the neophytes, the devotees talk each other, where you want to go? Someone say Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, I want to go Goloka Vrindavan. They say Vaikuntha in such a way that ghar ke piche, as if it is just behind the ghar. Vaikuntha is not so easy to achieve. They say, no, the devotee, sometimes they talk each other, you want to go Vaikuntha? We want to go Goloka Vrindavan. Okay, that aim is good. But they minimize Vaikuntha in such a way as if it is just behind, anyone can go. It's not so easy to go Vaikuntha even. We hear the qualities, who were the eligible to go to Vaikuntha. So there he describes, Maharaj, giving the description of Gopa Kumara. As we know that Gopa Kumara, according to Brihad Bhagavatamut, he went to different planets and even to the Vaikuntha. There Narad Muni said that you have to chant Nam Sankirtan with Bhava, and because you have not yet studied Srimad Bhagavatam systematically, especially 10th canto, and you have not engrossed yourself in the pastimes of Krishna's Leela, Braja Leela, so you go back again and chant the mantra, develop the bhava, and read Srimad Bhagavatam, especially 10th canto, and engross in the pastimes of Krishna Leela. Then you develop, when you develop that bhava, you achieve the Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan. We have 2-3 minutes. I just want to repeat what Maharaj is saying. I think I can play here. Just for 2 minutes you can listen.
chant Hare Krishna, and that one activity will
awaken. Volume can be increased a little bit.
As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here says, but one has to chant it in a certain way. It has to be offenseless.
Volume.
And by offenseless chant.
Can you increase the volume a little bit so that I can play?
Attain to pure chanting, and by pure chanting one attains bhava, bhava jnana tapasa putra mud bhava. They tell him, okay, but this is as far as you get. You can't go any further because you're not chanting with bhava. You don't have love. And the reason you don't have love is because you haven't studied Srimad Bhagavatam systematically. He's very pure-hearted, but he hasn't actually studied Bhagavatam. So he says, you don't get beyond this. You can attain liberation. He's seen so many incarnations of Krishna, but he really doesn't understand Bhagavat Tattva, and he doesn't understand the process of Bhagavat Vidhi. So they say, you go back to earth, you study Srimad Bhagavatam, and when you study Srimad Bhagavatam, then your chanting will really have effect. And then, as Krishna says, bhava jnana tapasa putra mad bhava magata. By knowledge of me, people have awakened love for me. So that's why Srila Prabhupada stayed up all night to translate Srimad Bhagavatam. It wasn't just so we could go out and sell them. It was so that by the combination of Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna, that these two things would enable us to go back home, back to Godhead. We shouldn't take it for granted. If this devotee goes through, and I don't know how many billions of years, Gop Kumar is wandering in a perfect, or at least in a semi-perfected stage, if he becomes unqualified, or if he requires further qualification, so we need that as well. So we need to do justice to Srila Prabhupada's efforts and Srila Prabhupada's books. Don't let them sit on shelves. There may be many editions of them, but at least we should be religiously studying Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, and by this chanting, and by this Srimad Bhagavatam, and by the association of real saints, real Vaishnavas. Ultimately, that's what will make the real initiation ceremony fruitful. Then, yes, one can awaken love for Krishna. Otherwise, Bahujan Makori Shavana Kirtana, you can continue chanting Hare Krishna for many lifetimes. And here it says, still, without that initiation, and if one is not very careful, then a devotee can again descend. There's a statement here.
So, the point is that we have to study Srimad Bhagavatam systematically, and we have Prabhupada's purports and Acharya's commentaries, and we have Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When you come to the bhava stage, by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam systematically, then we become eligible to go to the topmost planet, that is Krishna Loka. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bo, Hare Krishna.